Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, I just kind of wanted to do like a little experiment type thing here today. And let me just put the disclaimer out that I took my meds about 10 minutes before starting this. So, because what I'm in right now is like a full-blown mania, but psychosis. So, I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit through it so maybe people would get a better idea of what, well, at least what I see or hear or feel when I'm in a psychosis mode, because I have ways of pulling myself out where I am right now, things that are very real and are very tangible, like my dog and these crazy kittens that make it real, or at least give me a basis of reality. So, I can pull it. I think I've said that. So I could pull it back in if I have to. Yeah. So, my mania is kind of weird because it always seems to go towards like nature and natural things and, faces, which I guess is pretty typical of mania. When you look at artists and stuff like that who suffered with manic depression, as they would call it back then, or just possibly just madness, disjointed faces, colors, everything like that. Well, what happens with me is like, okay, I feel like I can see through cloaking, which, if you believe the theory and all this stuff that the world is actually cloaked with something, so you can't see the full picture behind it or figure out what the game is that's being run behind it, behind the world, behind what the quote unquote matrix, which I think it's way bigger than the matrix. I think it's huger than the matrix ever could have even hoped to have thought to have been. So, but what I see is, it's hard to explain, but everything turns into geographical shapes, which very logical space. So like, I'm looking at a tree or a couple trees right now, and there's a square in the middle of it, and then it goes up into a triangle, and then it goes up into like a octagon, which goes up into a blah 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 blah, and it's like building, kind of like well, not like Etch-a-Sketch, but kind of like Lincoln Logs with very much a mathematical aspect to it in building quilts. Hey, how's that? Okay, I told you. So this is part of how it is. I'll be back. So it's kind of like you forgot to take the wrapper off your gum before you bit it, and then you get that tinfoil taste with the sweetness of the gum. It's kind of like what psychosis is like. It's like you're on this verge of something going either way, and I guess it depends on which part of the bite is first. Now, this one, I have like this running soundtrack going through my head. Actually, the other day, from the time that I got up, from the time I got up until the time I finally like fell out, I couldn't find my meds all day, right? I couldn't find them. I didn't leave the house because I knew that I was going into something that was probably not good to be out in public with. And I stayed home and I never put any music on. I never put the radio on. I never put any form of sound on whatsoever. And I just kind of sat in this, well, I think I had my windows and stuff open, so it wasn't like a dark house, but there was no sound. And yeah, I kind of like got to watch all my own stuff. Like if I could draw or write or paint as fast as the stuff is that's going through my head at those times when I don't need any other stimulation whatsoever. Yeah, my head is going like 1,000 miles an hour, and the ideas all seem pretty brilliant at the time, Well, so then the funny thing is that as soon as I go to lay down, no, the next morning when I woke up and I look up and I look over on the counter in the kitchen, and there's all my meds right there. So it's like, what was I thinking that they were the day before, that they were camouflaging themselves so well that I could not find my medication when it was right there in front of me, like literally right there in front of me? I just don't know. And I also have the running soundtrack of songs, which is like the greatest hits compilation of all time possible with my own stuff added into it. Because see, music is key to my life. And when I'm in like these kind of states, you know, it's kind of an altered state of mind, I guess is a good way to put it. Music is like one of the ways that I can ground enough to be able to like usually figure out what is happening or not, or at least not be so scared to like be able to like go forward and investigate a little bit further to see what is and isn't happening. So I've been doing both. But see, I took my medication, let me see, about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago before I started doing this. And I'm already leveling out. So all the panic I was feeling and the psychosis and all the heart racing and the fractals, I think you'll understand, right, if you go through this, what I'm talking about, the fractals that you see, the things that just are right on that edge of being real. If we lived in super comic world, super comic book world. Okay. See, still a little manic. And speaking of, which is really kind of funny aside here, so I'm trying to work on my house, and like it seems like when I'm in these altered, you know, states of mania and psychosis, that it would seem like a good time to do work on the house and expel that energy towards that instead of like really losing my mind. So I've been working on my roof because it's a bad roof and it's kind of stably unsafe, I would say. So what I did was I put the pole, which is supposed to be the pole, and it would still work as such. However, I was going to make somebody a superhero cape, of which I had brought the blue and the red fabric, which the pole is now wrapped in, with my superhero angel, actually their moth wings backing it. And I'm thinking, hey, you know what? If I ever want to alter ego out, look out for the red, blue, white, and black moth. And like, you got to get me to the hospital. See, this is what it is. This is mania, and this is delusion, and this is the whole thing. I'm not even going to mention what I'm thinking about making outside with the pieces on my porch from my roof that fell in. But does wigwam sound like anything? See, that idea might actually work. Okay, anyway, I just wanted you guys to get like a live kind of handle on what it's kind of like, but it's, I'm not explaining it very well. I'm putting it out there because I'm feeling it, but it's like every electrical impulse in your body is like somehow firing, but not all at the right time and not like synchronistically or even any kind of rhythm whatsoever. Everything's just kind of off. So yeah, I was gonna get back. There was something I was talking about the music about too before. Anyway, I have a lot of music in my history, and I wish I had a piano right now, because yeah, it would probably not help, but I would think it would help, but it would probably drive my neighbors crazy. So maybe it's good I don't have a piano right now. All right, I'm gonna let this one go. This is just live action. This is what it feels like to be coming out of psychosis, because my meds are actually starting to work. Kind of sad. Taking it all down a little bit. Anyway, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. This is what it feels like to be psychotic and actually start coming down off your psychotic ride. All right, catch y'all later.